yeah. Well, listen, the Cowboys, I mean, was the Cowboy game any good?
Yeah, it was actually an entertaining game.
Yeah, sure it was.
It was two, it was two crappy teams, so they were evenly matched.
There you go.
Wow.
Because, I mean, I saw a little bit of the Texans game. It is pretty boring, you know, because they had things well under control. And
yes, they did.
Enough of that.
Y'all should have come and got sunburn at the Christmas parade with me.
You did get sunburned. Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I thought you were crying.
No.
When I walked in, I was like, oh, what happened? And then I realized to kind of put two and two
together.
They
had this stuff called sunscreen. Yeah. I don't know if you ever heard of it or not.
I know. I made a poor life choice.
Yeah, well. Of course, actually, you know, Kat, if that's the worst poor life choice you make, then that's, you know, that's okay.
I would venture a guess hers are far fewer than ours.
Yeah, really. But, I mean, you'll be, like, peeling in December? Is that pretty much it? You gonna look all... Are you? I mean, I don't know. Do you peel? You're going
to
get all...
No, my idea was to look like a lobster in all the family pictures.
Sure.
Not.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope I won't. It doesn't seem like it's bad enough to peel, but it might flake a little.
Well, mission accomplished.
Yeah, that's right.
I just dreamed about boiled crabs all night.
Okie dokie.
So, anyway... I don't want to talk a lot of politics because, you know, it's that time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year when we shouldn't have to talk about politics. But I like that, you know, they're talking about the fiscal cliff. Everybody's just wringing their hands and how we're going to do. And Grover Norquist, you know who this guy is.
Yeah.
He runs this thing called the Americans for Tax Reform. And, of course, Grover was a rock star a couple of years ago because everybody was lining up wanting to sign this no new tax pledge. And, you know, now they're jumping off the Titanic. But his idea was, he was on Meet the Press, I think, yesterday. He said, let's televise the negotiations.
I'd love that.
Yep. He said, you should just get in a room with C-SPAN cameras there and negotiate. Let's have it out in front of the C-SPAN cameras, and if the Republicans are being reasonable, then we'll see that, and if not, we'll see that. You've got to have cameras in the room.
I want to see him make the sausage.
I really do. I mean, I really, really, really like that idea.
Well, they have subtitles that sort of translate into layman's terms, all of the political language they use.
Only if I'm allowed to do it. This pinhead said...
Well, wait, I got to get something over here. Hang on. All right, I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
I had to take my headphones off.
Yeah, it's because we're not smart enough. You know, we really don't understand the way the system works, and so that's why they have to be there to help us.
Right.
Okay. For the second year in a row, they put together a list of the richest members of Congress. 7 out of 10 of them are Democrats, just telling you.
Really?
Yeah. Now, number one...
Wait a second. I thought they always talked about how rich Republicans were.
That's the whole idea. Now, number one, roll call's annual list of the 50 richest members of Congress reveals 7 of the top 10 are Democrats. 4 of 10 owe their fortunes to wealthy spouses. Top on the list again this year would be Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul. Michael McCaul's wife is named Linda. Linda's maiden name is Mays, as in Lowry.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you didn't know that?
No,
yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So he's worth... Well, at least $294 million. So
does he have part of the school?
No.
That's a bit of a relief. I know, at least with my humble roots, I'm not going to be snagged by a political person.
There you go. Sitting there second on the list, of course, would be John Ketchup Boy Kerry, and he's got $199 million. Now it's interesting because, you know, his wife is Teresa Hines Kerry,
correct?
Who is the widow of another former senator.
Yep.
So,
really?
Yeah, John Hines, he's dead now again. And that was the ketchup fortune. So he's dealing with secondhand ketchup, as a matter of fact.
Gosh.
So, you know, there you go.
Secondhand ketchup.
Number three is Daryl Issa.
Yeah.
Daryl is Directed Electronics Incorporated. He was the founder. He's worth about $140 million. Next on the list is Mark Warner. Among other things, he was the co-founder of Nextel Communications. So he's a Democrat.
Holy cow.
Yeah, Jay Rockefeller, you know the last name, right? they've still got enough. I mean, he's the great grandson, and he's still worth $80 million. Richard Blumenthal, $79 million. His wife is the daughter of a real estate mogul. This one is kind of interesting. Another Democrat, number 7 on the list, is Jared Polis from Colorado. He's worth about $70 million. His wealth comes from the Blue Mountain Arts, the greeting cards people.
Really?
Yeah, there you go. That's Jared Polis from
Colorado. I didn't
know
the card people made any money.
Oh, no. Blue Mountain? Oh, yeah. They're the electronic card people. Yeah, they do fine.
Oh, I didn't know electronic cards made any money.
Oh, yes. Believe me. Frank Lautenberg from New Jersey. He is the co-founder of ADP. If you're familiar
really?
With that. Yep. That's how he makes money.
Wait a second. The only ADP I know is adenosine triphosphate. I don't think
No, you're wrong. If you'll look at your paycheck. If you'll look at your paycheck. If you'll look at your paycheck.
I didn't get a paycheck.
Oh, well, that's your problem.
Payday
I didn't know.
On Friday, but I've never found my envelope.
Oh, well, ADP does our payroll, and they do lots of people's payroll. Diane Feinstein.
I should have said diphosphate anyway.
Yeah, whatever.
I was wrong.
Yeah, okay. And so that's Nancy Pelosi's number 13 on the list. She's worth $26 million. So.
Good heaven.
There you
How
go.
Did that woman get that? Never mind.
Her husband, he's a real estate guy.
Good
so just remember, they're just like us.
Sure they are.
They are just like us. They have the same problems we do. Yeah, maybe not. And let's see. Yeah, I think it's probably about it. Oh, J.C. Watts. You remember him? Used to be a football player for
yes.
the University of Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Got elected to Congress. Real likable kind of guy. He's an African-American. He's thinking about becoming chairman of the Republican National Committee.
I think that would be a good move.
I think it would be an excellent move, as a matter of fact. The current chairman, Rince Priebus, who has a weird name both front and back, has already announced that he will seek a second term. But, you know, considering how the Republicans did in the last election, I mean, you want to bring that guy back?
So
I'm not sure.
After the fact, would he be Rince Postbus?
Postbus, I like
Time
that.
Time magazine named it one of...